I'm Marco Werman with The World. The government in Jordan is under fire today, accused of not doing enough to protect writer Nahed Nhatar. He was shot dead yesterday right in front of a courthouse in Amman, where he was facing trial for insulting Islam. Jonathan Geyer in Cairo has been following the story. He's a fellow at the Institute of Current World Affairs. He studies cartoons and satire in the Middle East. And he says the charges against Nhatar stem from a cartoon the writer posted on Facebook.
Marco, this is an incredibly offensive cartoon for the devout. In it, there is an angry-looking sheikh in bed with two women, and there's this kind of gentle, white-bearded giant opening a door to the tent, asking if the sheikh needs anything. And the man asks this giant figure to bring him wine, to bring him cashews, and there's a caption that says, "Heaven of ISIS or Daesh." The Islamic State.
Can you just briefly explain the cartoon? Because it's a little dense.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, the cartoon has a lot of words on it. It's not your usual 1-2 punch of a cartoon. The joke here is a kind of ISIS fighter sitting in heaven, bossing around God. The joke actually goes to the heart of, you know, what is righteousness, and saying that these Islamic State fighters are, of course, not devout, not religious, and they are the affront to God. However, the way these cartoons often work when they're playing that fine line of satire about religious extremism is that in making fun of extremism, the cartoon itself is considered extreme.
First thing that occurs to me, the fact that Nhatar didn't draw this cartoon, he actually took it off Facebook and apologized later. Do you think that matters much anymore? Is the risk these days equal for the creator as it is for the person who shares the cartoon?
Social media just opens up the doors to a totally different conversation about free speech, where it's not just the cartoonist who's always been under threat, but it's also anyone who shares, likes, disseminates a cartoon or a joke that could be deemed offensive, opens the door to their own persecution or prosecution. It's been seen in a different sense in Egypt. There was a young 22-year-old who shared a Facebook meme, a photoshopped image of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi with Mickey Mouse ears. Now, that 22-year-old ended up behind bars for making fun of the president, and he didn't make that Mickey Mouse Photoshop image. So basically, Facebook, Twitter are now realms that are being surveilled by states and religious groups.
In Jordan, it's a monarchy. Freedom of speech is not a given. And Nhatar's family is blaming the government for putting him on trial for posting the cartoon and making him the target of death threats. What do you make of that?
There's a lot of issues to unpack here, Marco. Nhatar comes from a Christian family. He professed atheist views, but he also, before he was killed with these three bullets, he expressed support for the dictator Bashar al-Assad in Syria. He severely criticized the Jordanian monarchy. He's a contested character, and with that comes a whole muddied water of the motive behind this assassination. The Committee to Protect Journalists, the Arab Human Rights Network, they've all condemned the government for not protecting Nhatar to the extent that he needed, because he was seen as a nefarious character in the eyes of many.
With Jordan bordering Syria, the country has been seen as a place of relative calm in the region. It's where a lot of refugees end up in some of those large camps there. But what does this mean for Jordan that Nhatar was killed there?
Jordan is, you know, a bastion of stability in comparison to the region. It butts up against Syria, Iraq, and Israel. It's always seen as conducting a kind of balancing act. And the fear is that, you know, it's also a tinderbox. One thing I would note, Marco, is that Jordanian cartoonists have been attacking ISIS in their drawings, you know, from day one of this new phase of the Iraq and Syria conflict. And many of the cartoonists themselves have faced death threats from ISIS. So this is also a huge concern. Mm. Really, I mean, Nhatar represents a really tragic example of free speech, but it's really just the tip of the iceberg of much larger concerns about expression, satire, the press, etc., in a quite difficult region.
Jonathan Geyer is a fellow at the Institute of Current World Affairs, where he researches cartoons and satire in the Mideast. Thanks very much, Jonathan, as always.
Thank you, Marco.